Breaking records, homeless figures did that this week. 12,259 people living in homeless accommodation at the end of April. It's 271 more people than the previous month. And for those stuck in hostels, family hubs, hotel rooms and B&Bs, nearly 3,600 are children. Well, joining us now is homeless campaigner Father Peter McVerry. Father McVerry, do you attribute the increase in numbers to the lifting of the evictions ban?
I think we have to do that. The majority of people becoming homeless today and have been coming homeless for a long time now has been due to the eviction from the private rented sector. So there's no doubt in my mind that there is a cause and effect here. Yes. If the numbers continue, 271 extra this month, I don't see any reason why that's going to decline over the next few months. And if the number of homeless people increases by 271 every month, by the time the next election comes around, we're going to have 16 or 17,000 homeless people.
DePaul Ireland says this is a pandemic of poverty and survival, and that the numbers don't represent the full scale of housing and the homeless emergency. Day to day, what are you seeing?
We're seeing an increase in hopelessness. Many homeless people and homeless families just find themselves hopeless. They see no light at the end of the tunnel. They don't know when they're going to emerge from this nightmare, and they are really at the end of their tether. If they had a date, any sort of date that they could look to, it would make life much easier. But they're just looking down a dark tunnel and see no light at the end of that tunnel.
An increase in hopelessness, as you say. You provide emergency accommodation for people. Are you at capacity now at this stage?
We're pretty much at capacity, yes. And there's a lot of issues around emergency accommodation. Much of it is unfit for purpose. There are a lot of people who won't go into emergency accommodation because of the fact that you're sharing rooms with people you don't know. You're sharing rooms with people who may have mental health problems, may have anger management problems. A lot of people just won't go into emergency shelters. I think we need to reform the emergency shelters. If single homeless people knew that they could have a room which was safe and which was lockable, I think that their lives would improve enormously. And there are some hostels like that, and the homeless people in those hostels are very happy, and they're not feeling the hopelessness that others are feeling.
Now, you're saying that you're pretty much at capacity. So if homeless figures increase, can you cope, and how much more accommodation can you provide?
I'm not sure. We can't personally provide an awful lot more, and I'm sure the other providers can't do an awful lot more either. Certainly, if the numbers go up, as I predict, to 16 or 17,000, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Irish people on the streets.
The Taoiseach said this week that his party is about looking after Middle Ireland, working people, businesses and promoting home ownership. So for you, what else should be on that list?
But if the Taoiseach is concerned primarily with providing houses for sale, the one thing that would make a huge difference is to introduce the Kenny Report. The Kenny Report is now 50 years old, and it recommends restricting the cost of building land. And introducing the Kenny Report could reduce the cost of housing by at least a third. And if the Taoiseach is seriously interested in houses for sale, let him introduce the Kenny Report, and a lot more people would be able to afford to buy a house.
But certainly we heard the outgoing Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, agreeing that the highest priority is that homes should be built for people to buy, because that frees up rental properties in a market for people who are homeless. What do you think of that focus?
That's just part of this general trickle-down theory, that if you make people rich at the top, the benefits will trickle down to people at the bottom. I don't buy that at all. If people need to rent affordable rent, we need to provide affordable rent and not depend on the private market to create affordable rent. No, the state, the housing is a fundamental human right. We cannot leave that to the private market. We have got, the state has got to take, accept responsibility for providing housing for people on low incomes, and there is no alternative to the state providing those houses. And we could do it. I mean, modular units. You can build and install a modular unit in 13 weeks. If we could get the bureaucracy and the planning in line, we could have 7,000 modular units in place by the end of this year. I don't see, I just get so frustrated.
Father Peter McVerry, thank you for joining us this afternoon.